What happens when important emergency services that are already spread thin from a couple years of the pandemic can't even afford to fill up their tanks? It's becoming a bigger problem in some parts of the country, forcing some fire departments and EMS services to limit the kinds of calls they can respond to.
The high cost of fuel isn't just making your commute more expensive. It's also forcing emergency responders in smaller communities to cut costs. For some, it means not responding to non-emergency calls. For others, cutting back on patrols, building inspections, and training courses for staff. Today, the average cost of a gallon of regular gas in the U.S. at a whopping $5. That price tag expected to climb further in the summer months. The surge impacting larger emergency response departments too, but not in the same way. I spoke with departments across the country who told me they're already having to or will have to make big sacrifices to offset the cost of gas.
We've never seen costs like this since I've been sheriff.
We're at 100% usage of our allotted fuel budget for this budget year already. I'm worried about the state of emergency response agencies throughout the nation.
One of the things we're doing today is we call it No Dry Friday. So the crews aren't really allowed to leave the station unless it's an emergency. We're also trying to reduce the number of vehicles that we send on an emergency response.
Decrease spending purchasing new equipment or possibly some of our maintenance items for the year. Those pre-disaster or pre-emergency activities that are labeled as non-emergency.
We're predicting a minimum of an $800,000 to $1 million countywide fleet vehicle increase in the fuel costs. And that cost is going to be astronomical.